Masechet Kelim Perekeh, Mishnah Tet. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about an oven that was cut up and then put back together. Here we'll talk about an oven that was made, it was manufactured in sections and meant to be assembled into a oven. It had to be put together. Mishnah says, Tanur Sheba Mehutach Mi Beit HaUman, an oven that comes from a craftsman's house that's cut into sections. It's manufactured and needs to be put together. Ve'asabo limudin, and the craftsman made hoops that hold it into place in order for it to form an oven. The oven has panels that are fitted together into a round oven by these different hoops. They're held together. They're placed around the outside. Think about like a wine barrel. A wine barrel is wood, and then it's held together by these metal hoops that go around them. Here, the hoops around the oven were made of earthenware. So the earthenware hoops that are going around it are keeping it in place, keeping them together. Menotnan alav, and the owner puts the hoops around the sections and forms them into an oven. Vehu tahor, even though the oven that was formed was tahor, it was unable to become tameh before the hoops were placed onto them, nitma. Now that the hoops are put onto them, it's considered to be complete. It could become tameh. These sections are tightly held together by these hoops, and they're considered to be attached to each other, and they form a real oven. Silek et limudav tahor. If the owner then takes away these hoops, the oven becomes tahor because the sections are not connected to each other, and now they're considered to be like a broken oven. At this point in time, if the oven became tameh when they were attached, it becomes tahor like a broken oven. It's like a broken oven and it's fully pure. Haziran lo tahor. If you put them back together, the oven is still tahor. That's the chidush. It's unable to become tameh going forward because it was previously used and heated. The sections cannot be put back together. They can't be fitted together again using these hoops. An oven that was used for baking when it has the hoops becomes warped. It becomes shaped a certain way. And once you unseal it and the hoops are removed, you can never put it back together again. There are gaps that are there that will allow the heat to escape, and it's therefore considered to be broken forever, and therefore it cannot become tameh. But mereho betit, if he put the hoops back on and then he spread clay over them after he took it off the first time, he puts it back on, which we said is not going to turn it back into an oven, but here he adds another layer, he puts clay over it. Mekabel tum'ah, it's able to become tameh because the clay will cover up those holes between the sections and make the oven whole, make the oven whole once again. You don't have to cover the entire thing, just the spaces between the sections. Ve'eno sarich lahasikenu, you don't have to heat the oven again to make it fit to become tum'ah like you would have to be with a new oven. Shekvar husak, because the oven was already heated once the owner made it originally. Before he removed the hoops, it was already heated. So therefore, there's no need to heat it again in order to turn it into an oven. There's no need. When the owner originally assembled it, he heated it to the required temperature. Otherwise, it would never have had the ability to become tameh. So that heating is effective even after he removes the hoops and puts them back together. Even though we learned in the last Mishnah that we had a cut-up oven and you reassemble it and you put clay on it, it does not become tameh until it's heated to the right temperature. In our case, we'd say it's different. In that last Mishnah, the only thing holding the pieces together was the coating of clay. So the oven has to be heated again to bond the clay to make sure that the oven is actually strong enough to create attachment. But here in this Mishnah, the hoops are holding things together. And therefore, the new clay that's being added is not a binder between the different pieces. It's only there in order to cover the holes. So therefore, you don't need the heating in order to bond things together. The hoops are doing it, but they're deficient, and you need a little clay to support it. So therefore, there's no need to bond things together, which is what the heating would normally do. It's already connected. You just need a little support, and therefore, you know, there's no need to reheat it in order to turn it into a proper oven.